Mike Harding is a crop health assurance lead with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, and he joins us for the Ag Show today. Mike, thank you very much for joining us. The biggest concern, or one of the biggest concerns, I'm guessing, especially with, I believe it's cereal crops, is the development of what's going on with FHB. What is that?
Well, it's an important question to ask. Fusarium head blight is a disease of cereal crops like wheat, barley, oat, rye, etc., that causes an infection in the head, and it affects the developing kernels so that the grain at harvest is shrunken, which can cause yield loss. It can also lead to downgrading, which is a really significant economic hit. And the fungus produces mycotoxins, which are poisonous compounds that we don't want in our food system. So there's three different ways that this disease can cause issues: yield loss, downgrading, and market acceptability. So yeah, it's really problematic. And then on top of all of that, it's really hard to manage.
How new is the development of FHB, this fungus?
Yeah, relatively new. So the disease has been present in eastern Canada and the Maritimes for a century, but it didn't move into the prairies until the 1980s. And so it moved into Winnipeg, into Manitoba so quickly, they really didn't have much of a chance to sort of prevent the issues. But in Alberta, we've been fortunate to be able to kind of watch it move across from the east to the west, and so we've been able to benefit from what's been done in eastern prairies and in the United States to help us know how to deal with this. But in Alberta, our first reported case was in 1989, and it was just a single field, and then it slowly became established in southern Alberta. But we really didn't see the situation change in the province until 2010 to 2015. And by 2016, we were finding positives of Fusarium graminearum and Fusarium head blight just about everywhere in the province. Now, having said that, where we are right now in Peace River country, there's still very few cases of Fusarium head blight caused by Fusarium graminearum. So there is a real advantage here to try to continue to avoid getting it.
Would it be considered invasive?
Yes, it is. It can move a couple of different ways. So it's not, Fusarium is native to Alberta, but the species Fusarium graminearum is not. So it was not reported in Alberta until the late 1980s. And it's been slowly, because it's such an aggressive head pathogen and a good pathogen of cereals, it's been spreading, and it can spread two ways. It can spread on its own, so it can disperse spores that will spread, you know, within fields and from field to field. So it can slowly kind of march across an area over a long period of time. The second way that it can move is on grain or crop residues, so if straw is being moved around, or if the wind is blowing a crop residue across the road, and then finally seed. So the fungus does infect the grain, so if the grain is used for seed and that seed is transported from one region to another, then it can move that way as well.
How much do farmers, and I guess the people who are not farmers, how much do we need to be aware of it being present?
I think it's really important to have an awareness of it and to be ready to deploy management practices proactively. First of all, to try to avoid getting it, and then if and when it does arrive on a farm, you know, what do I do? Being ready to handle that. So let me just preface this by saying, you know, this has been present in Canada for a century, and we're still growing wheat. Mm-hmm. So wheat is the most susceptible host. It's the one that's usually has the biggest yield loss and economic loss. So we do have management tools. We just don't have really strong management tools. And so we have to layer as many of them as we can together to get a good protection against the pathogen if Fusarium graminearum is present. So just being aware that this could happen anywhere in the province. You could get Fusarium anywhere in the province at this point. It's just not common in some areas. And so if it's not common in your farm or in your area, then don't bring Fusarium graminearum contaminated seed onto your farm. Mm-hmm. And just be aware if you're moving straw from one region of the province or country up into your area that it's not Fusarium contaminated straw. Now, I'm talking about straw that you would maybe roll out onto cropland if you were bedding out cattle on cropland or something like that. If it's just going into a corral or not going onto cropland, it's not really a significant issue. So just be aware of any wheat or corn grain or residue moving in that it doesn't contaminate fields where you're going to be growing wheat.
Mike, I've been looking at the charts and graphs online. How heightened is that awareness, especially up here in northwestern Alberta, where the risks, according to the charts, are considered high?
Yeah, so I think you're talking about the Alberta Climate Information Service risk assessment tool, weather-based mm-hmm. risk assessment tool. Yeah, that's a great tool. And so if you go to Alberta Climate Information Service online, there is a Fusarium risk tool there. And that's a great tool to help producers decide if they want to apply a fungicide while the wheat crop is flowering, so at late heading or anthesis stage. And the thing to keep in mind is Fusarium head blight is very weather driven. So if it's wet during the anthesis period, then infection of the head can occur. If it's not wet during the anthesis period, then it's unlikely that infection will occur. So that risk tool tells you, is it going to be wet during that infection period? Now, the one thing that you have to keep in mind, though, is if Fusarium graminearum is not present, then there is no risk.
Okay.
So if you've never seen it on your farm and you're growing a variety that's moderately resistant, which is about the best we can do, you may not need a fungicide application. But if you've been testing your grain and you've noticed that you've been getting an increased number of Fusarium damaged kernels, or you're positive for Fusarium graminearum, then you know that the conditions are coming together that you might be at risk to have some downgrading or loss to Fusarium head blight. So you have to have all three things. You got to have a susceptible wheat crop, you got to have Fusarium graminearum present, and then you have to have the weather conditions that will allow infection at anthesis. And if those three things come together, then a fungicide can suppress. It won't control the disease, but it can suppress it.
That was actually one of my questions here, Mike. Can Mother Nature eradicate it? But it sounds like that Mother Nature can be a friend and an enemy to this, correct?
That's true, yes. So if we're going to get a lot of moisture or high humidity during the anthesis period, that's going to be problematic for us. If it's dry during that period, then that's going to be in our favor.
You mentioned the fungicide possibly combat the onset of it. What are some of the other ways to combat this fungus?
So the other sort of, I guess, foundational management tools would be, number one, crop rotation. So the Fusarium is a residue-borne and seed-borne disease. So if you have cereal crop residue or stubble that's infected with the fungus, and then you bring another wheat crop in on that stubble, you just have a lot of inoculum ready to go to infect the head, and that's a kind of really bad case scenario. So going away from a cereal crop for long enough that the cereal can mostly break down, and then part of that would be at harvest time, make sure you chop and spread things thoroughly so that they break down more quickly. So that's one, rotation and residue management. Number two is to use a cultivar that has the best fusarium resistance rating and that works in your operation. So there's a lot of choices now. You know, 10 or 15 years ago, we didn't have very many moderately resistant wheat cultivars, but we do now. So breeding has helped a lot. We don't have anything that's really truly resistant to it, but the moderately resistant is kind of a higher tolerance to it. And so choosing a variety that is resistant. The other thing that can be done is to go with a high seeding rate rather than a low seeding rate. And so I'm talking about 40 to 50 plants per square foot. And the reason for that is that when you have a higher seeding rate, you don't get a lot of tillering. And so all of your heads are, most of your heads are main stem heads. And then they all come into flower at the same time. And that reduces your infection window to a shorter period of time. And it also makes it easier to apply a fungicide if you need to, because you don't have tillering heads that are way behind the main stem heads. And so you can get a fungicide on the target, which is the anthers, and the crops all at the same stage.
Mike, where could we find more information on how to battle this, the information about the fungus, and just more information in general?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I guess a go-to place for most of us now is the internet. And so if you go online and type into a web browser something like Fusarium Head Blight Alberta, you'll find access to fact sheets, the Fusarium graminearum management plan. There are videos about Fusarium and how to manage it. There's also information at the Alberta Wheat Commission website. And then down in the United States, there is the disease is called scab down there, wheat scab.
Yes.
So if you Google scab USA, you'll find a website with lots of useful information. And then, of course, our neighbors in Saskatchewan are battling this as well, and so they have information about Fusarium head blight. So there's lots of information online that you can use to arm yourself with information to know how to prevent, and then if it shows up, how to manage. The other thing I'll point out is that corn is a really excellent host for Fusarium. Corn doesn't experience the yield loss that wheat does, but it's such a good host that it ends up producing a lot of spores, an inoculum. So if you have corn in rotation, you have to really be kind of on high alert, because it can be such a good host for the pathogen that it can become established on corn and then cause a lot of problems the next time you have wheat in that field.
Mike Harding is a crop health assurance lead with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, and he joins us for the Ag Show today. Mike, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.